Hi, and welcome to the IREMS podcast. I am Santiago Borio, an Impact Activation Fellow, and I'm here with David Stern, one of the founding directors of IREMS. Hi, David.
Hi, Santiago. Looking forward to hearing about some of your recent work today.
Yes, I've been working with two of our colleagues, Lily and Michele, on making progress on the assessment side of the statistics textbooks, which there have been several episodes about. And I thought it was a good moment to provide an update on that because things are moving.
I'm really looking forward to this because I've not been in the loop. So yes.
Great. So maybe before I get to my work, let me outline a bit of what Lily and Michele did a few weeks back. Lily selected a textbook that she's transformed into pretext, and it's one of the published textbooks that we have. And we have an open stack question bank on statistics and probability. And with Michele's system, AI multi-agent system for Stack, they managed to do cross-referencing of the textbook and the questions that we have in the open question bank, and managed to select a good number of questions that fit well. The first run that they did was all the questions that fit precisely. And then they did a second run on all the questions that could potentially fit in. And the system outputted a few comments on those questions. Lily then went through manually and agreed or disagreed with the robots, as she calls them. And she selected a number of questions that fit in well and others that could fit in well for me to manually work on. And I've been quite busy since then getting those questions up to scratch so that they could be embedded into this textbook. And there's several chapters of the textbooks that are likely to have assessment embedded very soon.
Let me just check my understanding. Is this the intro to stats with our textbook, or is this a different textbook?
I don't think it's that one. The data I have is SRN.
Oh, this might be the book from the colleague in Australia. I don't remember the name of that book, but okay, that's more exciting. And so that means that many of the questions then, this would have a wider variety of questions. And so when you say many of the chapters, are we talking 50% of the chapters?
At the moment, I think a bit less than that.
Okay.
It's a bit less than that. But the exciting thing is that at least one or two chapters would be fully covered with the questions we already have with minor adjustments.
That's interesting. Okay. And the questions, I know when we've been discussing the questions with Lily, we're talking about this mixture of, if you want, concept-based questions, skill-based questions, and questions which are really about application. What's the mix like? What sort of questions are we talking about here?
So there's a number of questions that were selected by the system, by the robots, let's call them, that are very conceptual, that are very much about the concepts and the meaning of different things. Those, unfortunately, are very much, well, they're essentially multiple choice questions. They're not stack questions because it's all about selecting the right choice for a particular conceptual question. And in those questions, I have singled them out to discuss with Lily to see if there is a potential of getting some randomization by adding more distractors or changing the statement of the question randomly so that the choice selected varies according to what you get. And that's possible in Stack. You can define strings, text in the random variables. So the statement of the question, of a conceptual question like that, would very much be possible to randomize. And then, of course, the options and distractors would change accordingly. So that's one type of question. There are other questions that are a bit conceptual, but more practical. So I think these fit into more of the skills that you mentioned. For example, one question that I worked on recently is with a stem and leaf graph, finding two given percentiles of the data. It is a bit conceptual because you need to understand what stem and leaf graph is, and you need to understand what a percentile is, but it is much more skills-based because you have to actually be able to interpret the graph and identify which element in the graph is the percentile that you want.
That would be considered more of an application type question, which is where you're applying your knowledge of percentile and of stem and leaf to answer questions like that. So that would be considered an application. A skills-based one might be one where you get given data and asked to produce something to respond to it, where you go out and actually build your own skills. Are any of those integrated at this point?
I don't think there's much of that just yet. There's potentially borderline questions where you have to observe some data and make conclusions or estimations on particular statistics.
That would still be applications. So the skills based would be the skill of actually doing the analyses for yourself. And so actually taking the data out of the system and using a stat package or something to do that. Lily has created a number of questions like this, but it doesn't surprise me that they don't naturally line up. That's an interesting thing to discuss and maybe to bring to her attention.
And of course, if we were to have questions like that, the context is very important. So redefining the questions so that they fit in the context of the textbook itself, which brings up the whole idea of question variants as well as textbook variants. We don't have a mechanism for question variants just yet.
No, still really exciting.
So in that sense, then we have conceptual questions and we have application questions, and we have a good number of them that were selected. We have about 40 questions, I think, and half of them fit pretty much exactly with questions that the textbook has originally as static question, which is quite exciting.
Absolutely.
So I've been very busy working on improving those questions. A lot of the questions we had were simple multiple choice questions that I had to stackify, and it's been really good fun and quite a challenge in some sense. For example, when estimating a statistic from data, what is the tolerance that you take for a good answer? That's not something that I can define myself, not being a statistics specialist. And it's something that we'll have to iterate on. So we're not by any means at a finished stage or anything like that.
Yeah, that's a really good, especially with randomization. Getting those details right is really hard.
It is, and we've had long discussions for particular questions on what tolerance we get. I remember estimating standard deviation from a dot plot. What do we accept as correct? What do we accept as close enough? And what we take as not close enough to the right value? I had to make comments that I need a follow-up with Lily on those specific questions to actually figure out what the correct implementation is.
And those are notoriously difficult. I still remember Doug Sterling, who wrote the caste textbooks, spending so long thinking about that and discussing that and actually doing that very well. But it's really challenging. Yeah, so very interesting.
And Doug spent quite a long time on each piece of assessment, developing it very carefully. The thought that has gone into that is immense.
Yeah, I mean, he was ahead of his time in many ways in this.
That is another set of questions that could potentially lead to an interesting cross-reference with the textbooks themselves and what could define new questions, but that's perhaps a different story.
It's a story which actually I have discussed, and maybe I'll do an episode with Lily on this at some point, that once she is confident enough with her methods, taking the caste textbooks and turning them into pretext and actually building that out, that would be an incredible piece of work and really important. That would really rescue what is a lost resource. The biggest challenge with that, in many ways, is actually the interactives. Part of the beauty of the caste textbooks were the interactives and how they were embedded. Now, Stack does a bit of this through JSXR, and there is now the work with Donad or Donet that means that there is hope for the future. But the loss of Java as a tool to create these set things back a long way.
And of course, you can embed JSX graphs directly into pretext books. And a lot of work has been done to produce statistical graphs in JSX graph as JSX graph functions in the library. So there is potential to include those interactives into textbooks.
Well, I still remember one of the interactives that I loved with my students on such a simple thing as a pie chart, which basically just took a stacked bar chart and turned it into a pie chart. And that visual of turning the dimension from a y-axis to a radius axis is beautiful. And that's not an easy interactive to do, but it is doable. These things are all achievable. It's just a question of where we put the priority.
Yes, there's a lot of work to be done if we want to achieve a caste inspired, let's say, book.
Yeah.
But all the work that I've been doing on Stack, some of the questions are inspired on caste questions.
You mentioned estimation questions. All the estimation questions we've done in Stack were inspired by the caste estimation question. It was learning from the effectiveness of those questions that led us to really build this in to a lot of what we did.
Yeah, certainly. A lot of the questions that we did, particularly for descriptive statistics, was inspired on some of the caste questions.
Yeah.
But going back to the textbook that I'm working on, another of the comments that the robots got was this matches quite well with the chapter. But it's with group data rather than individual pieces of data. So the fact that the robots can identify those distinctions, this is the same concept that you're assessing, but it's perhaps a bit more advanced. And working on equivalent questions, almost starting from scratch, working on equivalent questions for non-group data was an interesting challenge. And of course, with group data, some of the questions required some interesting interpolation that you don't have with non-group data necessarily in the same way.
That's very interesting, especially because there's a hesitation in me to move away from the group data, that not enough work is done with group data. And so, anyway, yes.
And that's where we can get improvements to the textbooks. The particular chapter is not with group data. So our objective is to match assessments to the current textbook, but nothing stops us from adding a section to that chapter on group data.
Yeah. Absolutely.
So it's been quite a bit of work, but it also highlights areas for potential improvement in this way. I want to highlight a bit how the robots have played a big role in this because it's absolutely fantastic what we managed to achieve, both in the cross-referencing and in my authoring. I'm not a statistics specialist. I don't necessarily know things well enough. For example, for work solutions, having solutions that match to some extent how the material is presented in the textbook. It's been quite fun to do and not having that background, but understanding some of the concepts because a lot of these were sort of school level concepts as well.
Yeah, in my memory, if it's the book I'm thinking of, it's used in Australia, it's used as a transition. It's your intro stats book in some sense at a university level.
Yeah, so a lot of the questions I worked on were the type of questions that I would include in late secondary school. Perhaps a bit more challenging, perhaps a bit more abstract in certain cases, a lot more analysis of visualizations. Unfortunately, in schools, it's very much this is the formula applied. Estimation work is not done at schools as much.
Estimation work is underestimated and undervalued in many contexts, whereas it's, I feel, one of the most impactful ways of getting people to engage with these statistical concepts. The way I like to put it, if you can't estimate a standard deviation when you look at some data, then when you see a standard deviation, you have no image in your mind, you have no sense of what it means. That estimation work is exactly the same as the interpretation work. It's a really good proxy for interpretation.
Yeah, that's exactly what I was going to say. So estimating those sort of things is a very transferable skill that goes into analysis of visualizations later on. And as you were saying, at school, my experience of teaching standard deviation is this is a formula, this is how you calculate it. And students have absolutely no understanding of what it means. You explain it's a measure of spread, it tells you how widely the data spread, but then they struggle to make that link, even if you use the oversimplified definition of the average distance from the mean, which is not quite right, technically, I believe.
But the point is that the idea is really from a mathematical perspective, these measures of variability are quite advanced mathematical concepts. They're involving measures of distance in exciting in different ways that mathematically are challenging. However, when you understand what it's doing, then suddenly the estimation questions become a way of really relating your understanding of the mathematics of it to what this actually means and why it's useful, and why knowing the standard deviation is something which really does tell you a lot about the nature of the data you've got. So, just very quickly, my favorite introduction to this was actually with MSc level students at AIMS, the African Institute of Mathematical Sciences. Many of them had even studied statistics, full degrees in statistics. And introducing them to estimation questions was so much fun because they just didn't have a clue. Nothing that they'd done. They had a lot of theoretical understanding of these concepts, but the estimation was so alien to them. And once they got it, wow, did it open their eyes? It was beautiful.
And of course, there's one of our questions of estimating mean and median when there's a couple of outliers in the data. That is a fantastic example. Really brings out that deep thinking of the concepts and what they mean and how the data relates to those concepts.
Exactly. And that particular one where you have some form of skew data. and outliers in the data could be a form of skewness. It could relate to skewness, or it could just be outliers, and there's a really big difference. So I think most of the questions we had that on were related to the skewness of the data, which is actually the easier concept. Real data outliers, that's a whole different piece of thinking. How should you interpret data which includes values which are out of the range for whatever reason? Yeah, beautiful examples and wonderful questions that can be built around that. Lily had some wonderful examples around missing data as well, but that's a whole other story.
And it would be interesting to see which textbooks, if any, from the library that we now have, could incorporate those sort of questions, because we focused specifically on one textbook, but there's tons of textbooks now.
I think the last I saw, there were 33 in the online library, and Lily had actually worked on about 40. And that's not including the textbooks which are now emerging, which have been created more specifically related to our partners. So this is quite a, yeah, watch this space. The fact that we're integrating Stack Assessment into this is a really big deal. This is going to be exciting to see what happens over the next few months.
It is indeed, and there's still a lot of work to be done. I haven't met with Lily to go over the new questions I created or the edits that I've done. And I was mentioning the robots. The cross-referencing is one thing that they've done amazingly. Also, how Michele's system is evolving in order to actually apply those changes much more efficiently and creating questions much more efficiently is fantastic. It's perhaps a topic for another discussion, but it's great to see this progress and great to see how we are starting to get the assessments into the textbooks.
Yeah, no, absolutely great. Really good to hear about the progress you're making, and also look forward to catching up with Lily on where she fears this is getting and how this is integrating into the other piece of work. So many different threads all coming together.
Indeed. Thank you very much, David.
Thank you.